সামিন কে তো এমনে Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God expect the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which is man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic epistle from the second epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Simon Peter, a bondservant apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yeah. الإبراكسيس فصل من أعمال آبائنا رسل الأطهار المسؤولين بنعمة الروح القدس بركاتهم تكون معنا آمين. وكان يجلس في الاسترة رجل عاجز الرجلين مقعد من بطن أمه ولم يمشي قط. هذا كان يسمع بولس يتكلم فشخص إليه، وإذ رأى أن له إيماناً ليشفى فقال بصوت عظيم: قم على رجليك منتصباً. فوثب وصار يمشي، فالجموع لما رأوا ما فعل بولس رفعوا صوتهم بلغة ليكاونية قائلين: إن الآلهة تشبهوا بالناس ونزلوا إلينا. فكانوا يدعون برنابا زفسة وبولس هرمسة، إذ كان هو المتقدم في الكلام. فأتى كاهن رفسة الذي كان قدام المدينة بثيران وأكاليل عند الأبواب مع الجموع، وكان يريد أن يذبح. فلما سمع الرسولان برنابا وبولس مزق ثيابهما واندفع إلى الجمع صارخين: أيها الرجال، لماذا تفعلون هذا؟ نحن أيضا بشر تحت الآلام مثلكم، نبشركم أن ترجعوا من هذه الأباطيل إلى الإله الحي الذي خلق السماء والأرض والبحر وكل ما فيها، الذي في الأجيال الماضية ترك جميع الأمم يسلكون في طرقهم، مع أنه لم يترك نفسه بلا شاهد، وهو يفعل خيراً يعطينا من السماء أمطاراً وأزمنة مثمرة ويملأ قلوبنا طعاماً وسروراً. وبقولهما هذا كف الجموع بالجهد عن أن يذبحوا لهما. ثم أتى يهود من أنطاكيا وأيقونية وأقنعوا الجموع، فرجموا بولس وجروه خارج المدينة ظنين أنه قد مات. ولكن إذ أحاط به التلاميذ قام ودخل المدينة، وفي الغد خرج مع برنابا إلى ضربة، فبشر في تلك المدينة وتلمذ كثيرين. ثم رجع إلى الاسترة وأيقونية وأنطاكيا يشددان أنفس التلاميذ ويعظانهم أن يثبتوا في الإيمان، وأنه بضيقات كثيرة ينبغي أن ندخل ملكوت الله. وكلمة رب تنمو وتزداد وتعتز وتثبت في كنيسة الله المقدسة. آمين.
من الآب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهرين. آمين. اليوم العاشر من شهر بقونا المبارك أحسن الله استقباله وعاد علينا وعليكم، ونحن وأنتم مغفور الخطايا والزلات والآثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أبائي وإخوتي. أمين. في مثل هذا اليوم من سنة 20 للشهداء 304 ميلادية استشهد القديس القس مكسي الذي من شنرة، وهي قرية قديمة ما زالت بنفس اسمها في مركز الفش محافظة بني سويف. كان هذا القديس رحوماً محباً للفقراء والمساكين، ولما رأى الشعب فضائله رسموه قساً على كنيسة بلدته شنرة، وكان أميناً في خدمته ومثالاً حسناً للكاهن الخادم. سمع بأوامر دقلديانوس التي تأمر بعبادة الأوثان، فجمع شعبه ووعظهم أن يثبتوا على الإيمان بالسيد المسيح. وفيما هو مع الشعب في الكنيسة أتى إليه أعوان الوالي وقيدوه وأتوا به إلى الوالي، فأمره الوالي بالتبخير للأوثان فرفض. فغضب الوالي غضبا شديدا وأمر أن يغلى زيت في مرجل ويلقوه فيه، فبسط القديس يديه وصلى، وللوقت انطفأ لهيب النار وصار المرجل كالماء البارد. ورأى كثيرون هذه المعجزة فآمنوا بالسيد المسيح، فقطع الوالي رؤوسهم ونالوا أكاليل الشهادة. وطرح القديس مكسي في السجن فظهر له ملاك الرب وشجعه ثم أحضره وعذبه عذابات شديدة احتملها جميعها بصبر، وبسبب ذلك آمن كثيرون واعترفوا بالسيد المسيح ونالوا أكاليل الشهادة. ولما تحير الوالي في أمره أرسله إلى أرمانيوس والي الإسكندرية فعذبه كثيرا ثم وضعه في السجن، فظهر له ملاك الرب وعزاه، وفيما هو يخاطبه استودع روحه الطاهرة بيد الرب الذي أحبه واحتمل العذاب من أجله، وهكذا أكمل جهاده المقدس ونال إكليل الشهادة. بركة صلواتي فلتكن معنا، أمين. On this day also of the year 21 of the martyrs 305 Anno Domini, San Damadon, the Bamadon, sorry, San Dabamon or Eudemon, her sister Epistomon, and their mother Sophia were martyrs. A man whose name was Varshanufa was chosen to be a bishop, but in great humility he fled to Beba. There he found a lodging with two sisters called Dabamon and Pastamon, and their mother Sophia. That night the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Why are you asleep while the struggle is on? Arise and go to the governor and confess the Lord Christ before him to receive your crown." When he woke up, he told the two sisters and their mother about this vision. They all agreed on receiving the crown of martyrdom. They went to the governor and professed the Lord Christ before him. The governor imprisoned them. Then later he brought the saints and offered them to worship the idols, but they refused. He tortured them with every means of torture. However, the Lord strengthened and comforted them. Then he sent them to Armenius, the proconsul of Alexandria, who read of them the orders of the emperor of worshiping the idols. Varshanufa jumped and snatched the edict from the hand of the governor and tore it. The governor became extremely furious, tortured him severely, then cast him in prison. Later on, the governor offered the worship of idols to the Dabamon, her sister, and their mother, but they refused. He tortured them severely, then ordered them beheaded. Thus, they received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of their prayers be with us all. Amen. في هذا اليوم أيضا من سنة 28 ميلادية 28 للشهداء 312 ميلادية وصلت إلى الإسكندرية أوامر الملك البار قسطنطين الكبير التي تقضي بغلق البرابي. البرابي جاية من كلمة بي إر في يعني الهياكل، فكلمة البرابي يعني الهياكل بتاعة الأوثان. تقضي بغلق البرابي لمعابد الأوثان وفتح الكنائس، وكان ذلك في عهد البابا ألكسندروس التاسع عشر من بطاركة الإسكندرية. ففرح الناس جدا لارتفاع قرن المسيحية وتمجيد الصليب المحيي، وجعلت الكنيسة هذا اليوم عيدا في كل سنة. الرب قادر بأن يجعل باب بيعته مفتوحاً أمام وجهنا على ممر الدهور والأزمان وإلى آخر كل زمان. أمين. Today also of the year 1434, the martyr 1718 on the Domini, Pope Johannes, John. The 103rd patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the village of Tuch in Nasara to godly Christian parents. They brought him up with the best of care and grew in virtues. When his father departed, he forsook the world and longed for the monastic life. He went to the monastery of St. Anthony, where he became a monk. He lived a virtuous monastic life. Pope Matthew IV ordained him a priest, and he increased in godliness and asceticism. After the departure of Pope Matthias, the bishops, priests, and lay leaders convened and unanimously agreed to choose this monk for the patriarchate. He was consecrated on Sunday, the ninth day of Baramhat, year 1392, the martyr 1676, anno domini by the name of Johannes the 16th. After his enthronement, he gave his attention to the restoration of the churches, especially our churches in Jerusalem. He also gave special attention to the monastery of St. Paul the First Hermit. This pope was distinguished by his love for the poor, and the door of his residence was always open for them. Pope Johannes consecrated the holy oil, Lo al Mayrun, in the year 1703 Anno Domini, in the Church of the Virgin St. Mary in Hartelrum, and many of bishops and monks participated with him. In the year 1709 Anno Domini, he visited Jerusalem along with some bishops, priests, and archons. He visited also churches, monasteries, and toured upper and lower Egypt to visit his flock. He permitted the priests during his pontificate to take the holy elements, the body and the blood of Christ. I don't understand this. This verse, yeah. For the first time, this pope permitted the priests to carry the body and the blood to those who are sick or are unable to attend the liturgy, to take the body and the blood to them. This was the first time during his days. Again, we read it. He permitted the priests during his pontificate to take the holy elements, the body and the blood of Christ, to the sick and shut in who could not come to the church. This pope was loved by everyone and was honored and respected. Multitudes of believers came to receive his blessing for his humility and meekness. When he finished his good endeavor, departed in peace after he had been on the throne of St. Mark for 42 years and 3 months. Everyone mourned him. They carried his body with great honor, prayed over him, and buried him in the tomb of the patriarchs in the church of St. Macarius Abu Sifin in Old Cairo. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Axios. Yeah.
Souls, many from righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes for thee see, and your ear for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospel, so that prayer. And pray which offer upon to you, Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصلا من مشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا لوقا البشير والتلميذ الطاهر
كن صومنا دبن ستيرا بنوراتي إيسو إرسو سبشيرا مفنوتي طعبي ولم شايني Now it happened on certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of the town of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed A man was paralyzed whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the step top and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Why is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God. They were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." بأوفا بنوتي بي شائنين مشائنين تنيين تيرو أمين
زمير ترتيل بين داود النبي بركاته على جميعنا امين اسبح الرب الذي احسن الي وارتل لاسم الرب العالي اما انا فعلى رحمتك توكلت يبتهج قلبي بخلاصك باسم الرب للقوات ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم أحد الأيام كان يعلم وكان فريسيون ومعلمون للناموس جالسين وهم قد أتوا من كل قرية من الجليل واليهودية وأورشليم وكانت قوة الرب لشفائهم وإذا برجال يحملون على فراش إنسانا مفلوجا وكانوا يطلبون أن يدخلوا به ويضعوه أمامه ولما لم يجدوا من أين يدخلون به لسبب الجمع صعدوا على السطح ودلوا مع الفراش من بين الأجر إلى الوسط قدام يسوع فلما رأى إيمانهم قال له أيها الإنسان مغفورة لك خطاياك فابتدى الكتبة والفريسيون يفكرون قائلين من هذا الذي يتكلم بتجاديف من يقدر أن يغفر خطايا إلا الله وحده فشعر يسوع بأفكارهم وقال لهم: بماذا تفكرون في قلوبكم؟ أيما أيسر، أن يقال مغفور لك خطاياك أم أن يقال قم وامشي؟ ولكن لكي تعلموا أن الابن الإنسان سلطانا على الأرض أن يغفر الخطايا، قال للمفلوج: لك أقول قم واحمل فراشك واذهب إلى بيتك. ففي الحال قام أمامهم وحمل مكان مضطجعا عليه ومضى إلى بيته وهو يمجد الله. فأخذت الجميع حيرة ومجدوا الله وامتلأوا خوفا قائلين: إننا قد رأينا اليوم عجائب.